Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's your sign to stay hydrated. Just like us. Chelsea and I have been focused on drinking a little bit more water lately, okay? So we're excited about our new sponsor, Hydro Jug. A cute water bottle is key in staying hydrated. I feel like it definitely makes you want to drink more water, or at least just remember to.
Also, did you guys know 75% of Americans are dehydrated? Which I believe. We all know water is crucial to our health. That's energy, skincare, mental clarity, overall wellness. But how much water do you need to really unlock these benefits? Well, the answer is typically a full gallon each day. That's why you need a Hydro Jug. These durable and reusable jugs hold more than a half gallon, so you don't have to keep filling up that tiny water bottle every hour, which is so annoying. Every day, roughly 60 million plastic water bottles are thrown away. By choosing Hydro Jug each day, you are becoming a part of the movement to stop the waste.
They come in a bunch of cute colors. You know I have pink. And it holds a half gallon of water, has a wide mouth opening, a handle, it's dishwasher safe, shatterproof. And they have a bunch of fun sleeves that protect the Hydro Jug. The sleeve actually has two pockets on it. So it can be for your phone, you know, for smaller accessories as well, like keys or AirPods if you want to take it to the gym or on the go. So we can offer you guys 10% off with code WHATWESAID. Head to www.thehydrojug.com to customize your jug and use our code WHATWESAID for 10% off your purchase. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hope you're having an awesome day.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm JC.
I'm Chelsea.
And we are doing another Juicy Polls episode. This is inspired by Taylor King. She has a podcast. I think it's called
TK's Juicy Polls.
Yeah, I think so. And I never know if that's her Instagram or her podcast or both.
Her Instagram is TKS, so TK's Juicy Polls.
Oh, it is that. Okay, cool. So she reacts to polls on her podcast and stuff, and she'll post them on her Instagram story. And I always think they're so fun to just like vote on. And so we're like, we did one of these a while ago. And we're like, we should do another one of those. So here we are doing that. Life update, not much. I just finished a book called Layla by Colleen Hoover. Is that a song?
Yeah.
Oh. And it was very unexpected, but very good. You know what's like a lot? I've realized that a lot of books that I read, like that I'll just get a recommendation for or whatever, will be like very explicit.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like surprised. Like, I don't know why I didn't know. Maybe because
I feel like a lot of book, like novels are.
Yeah.
Actually, surprisingly explicit.
Yeah.
It's porn for your eyes.
Oh.
When porn is already for your eyes.
Yeah, but it's interesting. I'm like, oh, what the heck? Like, a lot of the books I'll read, I'll just be like casually reading. And I'm just like, boom. I'm like, okay, now we're going into this. So anyway.
You should be ashamed of that, actually.
Like, I have a lot of shame, carrying a lot of guilt for that. No, but anyway, a lot of books that I've read just in the past like year that are just like casually recommended to me. You just kind of hit, you know, blindly with that. But anyway, it was unexpectedly.
I'm like, wow, you're a pervert.
Like, I'm trying to come clean for my sins right now. No, I'm just saying, I think that's a weird thing because...
You never expect it in books.
Yeah, you don't
expect
it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because when I read a lot, I was younger. So I was reading like literally Twilight or like just more innocent books, I guess. And then as I get older, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm opening it up to a whole new world. Yeah. But I just gave...
I was always shocked when I was younger and I would read a book and it would say like the B word or something. Like all of a sudden I would read and it would have like a cuss word and I'd be like, what the heck?
Well, I just gave Chelsea... I'm letting her borrow one of my books, The Mother-in-Law. And
do you
we'll
want
see
back?
If you become a reader. Actually, no, I'm a minimalist. I don't like
I'll
clutter.
I'll give it to someone else.
Hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do with books.
Okay.
That's you hand it off.
Me. The Mother-in-Law is a good one. I think you'll like it. It's like an easy, like, trust me, it's really easy for you.
Like, does it have a lot of pictures? That's what I need.
No, it's just an easy read and it's a good one.
Nice. I'm excited.
That was like a random one that I picked up at the bookstore. Like I had never heard of anyone reading it and it was good.
Really?
So that's always fun when you like don't even know at all if it's going to be good.
There actually is like, that just reminds me of the excitement of when I used to go to the library, like the public library, and you just go into like, this is when I was like a teenager and we would go into like the teen section and you would like read all the backs of the books or the inside of the book to see like the storyline, and I always loved like juicy teenage books.
Oh, I love a bookstore. Mm-hmm. Bookstores are my favorite place. Yeah. I wanted to actually go tonight, but we're not going to be able to because we're going to be podcasting, but maybe I'll go tomorrow because I just want to go to Barnes & Noble again and literally just look at the backs of books.
How many
my
books do you
hobby.
Think is normal to get at Barnes & Noble at once? Because I never know because I always like end up having to decide between six books. Like I have
That's
six
normal.
Books that I'm like, there's no way I'm getting all six of these books. I usually walk out with three.
I was going to say last time I bought four and that was a lot for me.
Yeah.
I feel like usually I buy two or three.
Yeah.
But I do have a Kindle and I really love the Kindle, but for some reason, I think I just haven't used it in a while. I think if I started using it again, I would get re-hooked on it. But I guess I've just been so trying to... You know, read to get off my phone. And even though a Kindle is not the same as a phone, it's still a screen. And so sometimes I just really want like paper.
The authentic thing.
But I do love a Kindle and it's so nice for like if you're trying to lay down and read because then you're not, you know what I mean? Reading down or laying down and reading is very annoying. So I do love my Kindle. I actually think I might start using it tomorrow because I don't have any like more books.
Yeah.
Physical books.
And it's so fast. You can get books so fast.
Yeah. It's really convenient. So anyway.
I wish I invented the Kindle.
What a great invention.
What a great invention.
It really is awesome. And it's so nice because even though I was just saying how I didn't want to read a screen, but it really is not the same as a screen because it's not like the blue light.
Yeah.
Really.
It looks like a page.
It looks like paper. So yeah. It's really nice.
What a great
but anyway,
invention.
I have a feeling we can talk about all of these polls for a very long time.
They
so
are
should
juicy.
We dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in. Okay, let's go for the first one.
Okay.
The first question was, would you do a long distance relationship? Would you?
Yeah, I feel like it would.
Yeah. And 69% said yes and 31% said no. I feel like maybe because they might have had a bad
experience.
Yeah, with long distance. But it's like, why wouldn't you be open to
well,
it? You know?
Yeah, it also doesn't sound appealing, but it's like, hey, you fall for who you fall for. Okay, next one is, have you ever lied about liking something, like a sport, for a boy? 61% said yes, 39% said no. Nothing comes to my mind as of things I have particularly lied about.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would be terrified that they would like ask me further questions and I would look even more stupid if I didn't know
if
about
If anything,
sport.
I would try to like something for a boy.
Remember that story that someone wrote in where they
soccer or something?
Yeah, pretended to be like a freaking collegiate soccer player.
Yeah, things like that. It's like
that's gone too far.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
It's too much.
Like
you just got to be yourself.
Yeah, that's too much. Also, this was I was thinking about this when you were saying the mother-in-law, and then I forgot, and then I just remembered. I had a dream last night that my brother cheated on his wife and I woke up in a fit of rage like at my brother and I woke up so mad at him and I like forgot that it was a dream. You know when you wake up and someone does something in your dream and you wake
feel
up like
it's
mad
real.
For like 10 minutes I think is like literally scientifically what it is. Like it takes 10 minutes for your dream feelings to wear off. Anyways, that was just a side note. Have you ever had a dream like that about someone where it's like they do something and you're just like
I was like, well, I know what side I would literally take if that ever happened. Obviously, my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, I was so mad at him. So, if you're listening to this, lad.
Dreams are weird.
Watch yourself.
Dreams are so weird.
Dreams are weird. We should have a dream analyst on.
Okay. I'm down.
Okay. Have you ever peed in the pool?
Yes.
100%, oh my gosh, 100%. Yes. All the time.
I feel like the 16% who said no are just lying. There's no way you've never peed in a pool.
No.
Or I guess maybe you don't like on a regular basis now or something. I'm just saying like,
have you ever peed in a pool? Never.
Oh yeah. The question is, have you ever peed in the pool? Not do you pee in the pool?
Like, I do both. Frequent peer.
That is a lie.
That is a
bold-faced lie.
Do you pee in the shower?
Yes.
Yes. If there's a drain, there's a way.
Also, it's
it's chlorine not like it's is going, so.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, I was just gonna say chlorine is so
strong.
It kills that in like 2 seconds.
Well, also peeing in the shower. I can't stress enough how not gross that is. I'm like, what? It's not like it's even like okay,
peeing
first
in
of
the
all,
bath.
Okay, yeah, that would be gross. But it's also like, even if you were peeing and it was like going, I was going to say, it's not like it's going down your leg, but even if it was, you're literally washing your body in the shower. So it's still not gross. But it's like,
no.
You can still direct it. So it's not like.
I just don't see the point in sitting down and peeing right before you get into the shower.
No.
Because you're still not like, you're going to wipe and then get in the shower. Or if you're a girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Agreed. Okay. Most important in a partner, being intelligent.
This is
or
a hard
funny.
One.
I thought, pondered on this for a second.
Okay.
And I thought the same thing initially. I'm like, ooh, dang, that's hard. But I think funny is more important when it comes down to it because, yeah, you want someone intelligent. But if I really think about it, it's like the joy of life is laughter. And that's more important to me than someone who's super smart.
I know. It just completely depends because, yeah, if you had to take someone who was really dumb but really funny over someone who was really smart but not funny at all, it's like, maybe I would take the funny one. But at the same time, like, have you ever gone on dates with someone who's just not smart?
Yes, it's horrible.
There's really nothing worse. Like, there's just no...
Yeah, you got a point. But if they're hilarious, then maybe I'd still like it.
Yeah, I've been on a couple of those and it's just like, it's
there's
fun.
Like no connection.
It's fun, but it's not like, yeah, the connection isn't there.
Well, okay, it doesn't necessarily say.
Doesn't have to be so much smarter than me, but I just feel like you have to be on the same intelligence level.
I definitely agree, but I feel like with this question, it just says the most important in a partner. It doesn't say if they're going to be funny, they're going to be the dumb as rocks. So I'm going to go with funny.
Okay.
Because I feel like...
Well, that's what 70% of people said.
People who don't laugh together, I don't know how you live your life. Truly.
Yeah.
As a couple. I mean, unless that's not important to you at all, I guess. Which makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess...
Shames me?
No. I'm just saying, I just don't want people to, if they have a different sense of humor than their significant other to feel
I'm like,
shamed
yeah, they should
as
get
well.
Divorced. No,
I'm trying to be neutral.
I don't want to shame them. I'm just saying I feel like a sense of humor, like they at least have to match up.
Yeah.
How could you even date or marry someone who has a completely, like, if you literally don't even think the same things are funny at all? I feel like that would be kind of hard
just
to have
really,
a relationship.
Unless they're both not funny, then they don't care about funny.
Well, exactly. It's like then your sense of humors do match up because they're non-existent.
So does everybody have a sense of humor is the question.
Yeah, they do. And all of them are different.
Yeah. Because a sense of humor is like an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Funny is objective. Or is it subjective?
I have to take a kind of a firm stance on this. I think if you don't have the same sense of humor, it would be really hard to... And not the same sense of humor like, oh, someone's... your partner's a little bit more sarcastic than you. It's like, it doesn't have to be exact.
Yeah.
But like, if you don't think... If you can't laugh together, I just don't even know how you would like get through life. But that's just my opinion because humor and laughter is a big part of like mine and life's relationship, I guess. I don't know.
No, I agree with you 100%. I'm thinking of like having fun together and laughter that comes from like having fun and funny things together versus,
do you think the same shows are funny? Do you think, because sometimes Nick will watch something and I'm like, that's not that funny.
No,
like,
I agree.
I don't think that's funny at all. And then I'll be dying laughing at something and Nick's like, yeah, like that's funny, but he doesn't think it's as funny as I do.
No, I agree with that. I think there's certain things like that with Leif and I too, where he will like be dying laughing at a show. I'm like, I do not find that appealing at all.
But maybe that's just like men and women. That's where they differ.
Maybe.
Anyways. Wow.
Anyway, dogs or cats?
Anyways, onto the smaller and simpler things of life, dogs or cats. 83% of people said dogs. 17% said cats.
You know, in my older age, I'm like highly allergic to cats. So I'm not going to ever be a cat person because I just can't even be around them without like sneezing to death.
Mm-hmm.
But I have more of an appreciation and think cats are like cute. Like I used to be like, ew, cats are evil.
Yeah.
And I used to be willing to die on that hill of like, I'm not a cat person.
Yeah.
And now I'm willing to be like, okay, I see the appeal. I see how they're cute and have a personality and like, you know.
Yeah.
I could see how they'd be a good pet.
If I was not allergic to cats, I would get a cat.
Really?
Yeah. But I was also the same as you, where when I was younger, I was like, ew, I hate cats. And now I've always loved dogs. So I don't know if it'll ever reach the same level. But yeah, I've grown an appreciation for cats.
Alert, alert, because Ritual has a new product we cannot wait to share with you guys. Ritual vitamins are the vitamins we take every single day. They have prenatals. We love them. And now they have, well, they also have essential, you know, for women and for men. They have lots of different stuff. And now they have a plant-based protein powder. So their team of scientists, hello Harvard, reimagined protein from the ground up and inside out, from how it's made to who it's for and why it's needed. The result is a delicious plant-based protein offered in 3 premium formulations for distinct life stages and unique nutrient needs, all made with the same high standard approach and commitment to traceability that Ritual is known for.
The protein powder is made with nutrients to support bones, brains, and muscles and help maintain muscle mass as you age. It has a delicious handcrafted vanilla flavor made from a direct from farmer vanilla bean extract sustainably harvested in Madagascar. It's a pea protein and their peas are sustainably grown right here in the U.S. There is no added sugar or sugar alcohols, and like all Ritual products, essential protein is soy-free, gluten-free, and formulated with non-GMO ingredients. So why not shake up your Ritual? To make trying something new less scary, Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you are not 100% in love. Plus, our listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. So visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to add essential protein today. That's ritual.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
If a lot of your life is still being lived at home, then you got to make your home as comfortable as possible. You want an oasis, your personal zen zone. And you know what needs to be extra comfortable and amazing and everything that you want is your bedroom, and more specifically, your bed and your bedding. So go ahead and max out on the extra soft sheets, the super plush towels, loungewear. You can get the best of all of it from Brooklinen. I'm obsessed with Brooklinen. This is basically, so all my sheets, my pillows, my pillowcases, my cover, my duvet cover, my towels. I love Brooklinen.
This is a Brooklinen household. Okay?
Yes. I'm a huge stan. So Brooklinen was started to create beautiful, high quality home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg. Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers to make luxury available directly to you without the luxury level markup. So you get their amazing array of products at a reasonable price. They have something for your every comfort need, ideal for a seasonal refresh because they're launching new products, colors, and patterns all the time.
I'm talking buttery soft and breathable sheets, plush and absorbent towels, cozy robes, and comfy loungewear you'll want to put on and never take off. They're so confident in their core products that they come with a 365-day warranty. And fans are confident too. They've received over 75,000 plus 5-star reviews and counting. And their customer service, clearly they get their 8 hours every night because they're a dream to work with if you ever have an issue. So give yourself the comfort refresh you deserve and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code WHATWESAID to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That is Brooklinen.com and enter promo code WHATWESAID for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code WHATWESAID. Cups in the cupboard, okay? Right side up or upside down? 58% said right side up. 42% said upside down. I always do mine right side up.
I do too. Actually, you know what's funny is I do both. Like in my old house, they were both.
Yeah.
But in this house, because the cabinets or whatever it's called, cupboards are mm-hmm. open, like you can see through them. They're glass, so they're all right set up. Yeah. So I think it like looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
Visually, but in my depends old house, I had cups. Both. Yeah.
I feel like if they're nicer cups, I usually put them right side up. And then if they're just kind of more of like drinking dinky cups, they can go upside down.
Mm-hmm. Would you share your password with your partner? 89% of people say yes. 11% say no.
Ooh, 11%. That's sneaky.
Sneaky.
I share all my passwords.
Same. It depends, I guess, how long you've been dating and like how close you are. But
yeah.
I don't see, if you have nothing to hide, I don't see why not. Because I feel like you should be able to trust the person you're with, like to give them your Instagram password. It's not like,
yeah, they're going to steal my account or something.
Yeah, or they're going to see messages that I shouldn't be sending or something.
Yeah.
And you, what I was actually going to say is you should trust that they're not even going to be snooping anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, just doesn't matter.
Theme park or water park? 72% said theme park and 28% said water park. I've only been to Sunsplash. That's the only like water park I've ever been to. And Sunsplash is a hell of a time.
Yeah, Sunsplash is fun. But you know what? I guess chlorine probably is, you know, like you said, it does kill germs. But the more I've thought about water parks, the more it kind of freaks me out. Just like the germs. Like you're all in the same water together and there's literally a thousand people.
Yeah, that is true.
It's kind of
pretty gross.
Gross. Like, especially if you're in like the lazy river, like the tide pool where it's like you're legitimately just like swimming with kids who probably have a freaking poopy diaper.
I always think that about oceans as well. Like getting in the ocean.
But I feel like the ocean is way less gross because it's so huge and it's like there's like nature in there. So it doesn't feel as like.
I think I've just been watching too much Survivor where like the people will go in and poop in the water.
I'm sorry.
And then they'll go and like that's where they wash off is in the water. Like a lot of people poo and pee in the ocean and that's where all of our like sewage goes, doesn't it? Like where a lot of like trash and shiz goes. And then that could be what goes into your mouth when you get like, you know, taken by a wave and, you know, sometimes you swallow water. It's like you could be swallowing someone else's poop.
Okay.
It's a very small
Survivor people poop in the ocean. That's like a new thing to me. I didn't know that.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, they tell you that?
Well, they in one of the seasons I watched, yeah, they were basically saying like, I just took my first like water dump. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Because it's easy to like wash it off.
I was going to say, it actually sounds kind of convenient, but.
Yeah. I think that's better than going in the forest sometimes. But the biggest fear is if it floats back up. If it comes back up.
Ew.
That would be Haney.
Okay.
Anyways.
If you're in a bad mood, do you prefer to be alone or have someone cheer you up? 64% of people say alone. 36% say with someone. What would you prefer, Chelsea?
Depends. I think for the first part, I like to be alone. Like immediately when I do feel like I'm in a bad mood, I like to be alone. And then maybe later have someone come cheer me up.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I was going to say. I think like initially, the last thing I want is for someone to be like, cheer up. I'd be like, literally go away.
Like I need to regroup.
Yeah. But after even like 30 minutes, I'd be like, okay, I'm ready to be cheered up now.
Even a moment alone.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, I'm in a horrible mood. Take some time for myself and then go back out to be with people.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you relocate for love? 92% said yes and 8% said no.
That kind of shocks me that so many people said yes.
Yeah.
I mean.
Relocate. Wow. I mean, nowadays, I feel like it's so easy to relocate. Like, a lot of people's jobs now can be done from home. Like mm-hmm. so many people can do things
remotely.
Yeah, remotely that it might not be that big of a deal.
It's true. Does your job make you happy? 68% of people say yes. 32% say no. Well, if your job doesn't make you happy, you need our Balanced Boss course. That's actually not available right now. So
stick around.
So stick around for later courses. But that makes me happy that almost 70% of people say yes.
Yeah, that actually that's is higher than I thought.
Same.
Sorry for the 32%.
I'm sorry to you.
Do you think influencers are overpaid? 56% said yes. 44% said no. You know what? You're either getting overpaid or underpaid. Mm-hmm. Very rarely are you getting paid exactly
what you deserve.
What you deserve.
I have something to say. I think... Here's what I think. a lot of people have this thing where they think that influencers make way too much money or that they are overpaid. I've heard that take a lot where people are like, they should not be getting paid that much. Or I saw this one thing that was like, shouldn't doctors be getting paid more than influencers? You know, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, which I totally understand. But I think what people maybe fail to understand or be or think about is the reason that influencers are getting paid the amount they're getting paid. It's not because they work, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a lot of money because they have a lot of followers, it's not that they work harder than a doctor or they're like, work more or something like that. It's not, it's simply because they have a huge reach and it's valuable to a company. Like, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people are just always like, oh, you just take selfies and get paid that much. It's like, no, I'm getting paid.
I'm a walking billboard.
Yeah. What you're getting paid for is your audience reach and your conversion and your, how you're bringing value to that company. And also brands wouldn't pay it if it wasn't worth it for them.
Yeah.
Like they are not going to pay you all that money if it doesn't work. And influencer marketing is like the most effective, one of the most effective ways of marketing in today's society, hands down.
Yeah.
So it's that's crazy. The reason. I think like people are just like, why do they get paid? You know, why are they getting paid so much for just like staying home and like making YouTube videos? But it's not even necessarily the work. It's literally just their follower count because that's valuable to a company who wants to make sales. That's what it is.
Exactly. Preach.
But that being said, yeah, like I definitely think some people make like
a crazy so
much
money
and they're literally 18 years old and it's like, they're just making fun TikToks and they're making millions of dollars a year. Like it's pretty insane. But
some people you can change your business overnight. Like if one of your TikToks goes viral for your business, like that changes their entire business.
Oh yeah. For so a small
that's
business,
what somebody can do for that business is, you know, give them the same effect, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. Have you ever found your cousin attractive? Yes or no? 35% said yes and 65% said no.
Okay. I think people are lying. Because
about what?
I have, you have never, okay. You're telling me you've never found your cousin. You've never,
I have
when
never.
You've never when you're younger thought your older cousin was like hot.
No.
Not like you're going to like date them, but you're like, oh, they're cute.
No, I have personally not, but I've had cousins who thinks, who would like admit that they were in love with my brothers when they're younger.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
It's very normal.
Definitely when you're younger, I think that's completely normal. First of all,
I had a lot of like older girl cousins. I didn't really have.
I have so many cousins. And I feel like I would totally be like, of course not. Like, I have a crush on them. But it's like, you're like, they're cute. And they have like their friends come over and you like just think all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, my cousins would literally be like, I have a crush. Like my one cousin had my brother Lad, his photo in a locket and would show her friends like, this is my boyfriend.
Oh,
and she's little, obviously.
Yeah.
It's very normal.
I think it's normal until, because first of all, they're a lot of times also if you like don't know them super, like they're, you know what I mean? They're, you see them like once a year.
You're not super close to them.
Yeah. And when you're younger, you don't realize that you're related. I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be weird if you thought your brother was like hot or something.
Yeah.
I feel like, but.
For sure.
Do you believe in fate? 75% say yes, 25% say no.
I don't know if I necessarily believe in fate as much as like, because does fate mean you have no choice? Like your destiny is already laid out for you?
I kind of align fate with like, just like whatever's supposed to happen for you will happen for you, which I believe in.
Whatever, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. I believe that.
Okay.
I don't know what the definition of fate is, though.
I don't either.
Well, I'll look it up for us. I'm always just a Google search away. What is fate?
What is my fate?
What is my fate? Leaving it in your hands, Google.
Have you seen those things on, those videos on TikTok where it'll be probably a 10-year-old girl or boy, and they have a spinner and they have like words written on a literal lined piece of paper that says like, yes, always, absolutely not, never.
Uh-uh.
And then they'll, and someone will ask them a question in the comments and then they'll spin the spinner and they'll say like, give them the answer.
That's funny.
And people will ask them like serious questions like, is my mom's cancer terminal? And then they'll spin it and it'll go on yes. And the like 10-year-old girl will like put a thumbs up like, there's your answer.
Oh. Okay, my internet's slower than molasses, so we're going to have to move on from fate because apparently it won't give me the definition of fate. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Okay, you can go to your next one.
I'm so sorry for burdening you. Okay, if you go to a restaurant and have terrible service, is it ever okay not to tip? 44% of people say yes. 56% of people say no. I'm kind of torn with this one.
I know, because what is tipping for if not for better service? I always tip. Like, even if I personally
didn't love it.
Yeah, even if I'm like, they weren't the best, I'll tip them the
minimum.
Yeah, basically like the 20% or whatever it is.
20%?
Isn't that, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's minimum?
Yeah, usually at like a restaurant, I think.
Oh, and I'm thinking
of like
18%, like,
maybe.
I'm going to say, I'm thinking of on Postmates or like on certain things I'll do, it'll be like 10, 15, 18, or 20. Like 20 is always the highest.
My Postmates must be freaking ripping me off. It gives me 20, 25, or 30%.
I don't think I'm thinking of Postmates. I think I'm thinking of like Bluestone Lane, where I order, like I'll order food from their app. And I know for a fact that it's always 10%.
It also depends on what kind of service it is, because sometimes it's like, if someone's waiting on you, 20% is the minimum, in my opinion. Like, if you have a waiter sitting down.
Yeah, that's probably,
you know. But when you're going to, like, a smoothie bar.
Yeah.
It's like, and they're just ringing up and, you know, maybe
Leif
they are
always
making
picks
food.
The maximum tip. And I'm always kind of like, okay. Like, when we are checking out at, like, a smoothie place and, like, they did, you know, it's just like,
I always
no
usually do
waiter.
It's, like, the, what's already on. Because it usually will be on the middle one or something.
Yeah. Leif always, like, makes a point to do the
oh,
highest one.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, that's good. I do believe in good karma. I always do try to tip well, but yeah, he always like makes a point of them. I mean, he doesn't say it, but I always see him click the furthest one. I'm like, okay.
But I don't know if it's ever okay not to tip
unless
you had
absolutely horrible.
Yeah, unless you had absolutely disastrous evening. Like unless the waiter spit in your food, pulled your hair, called you a name, and like,
yeah, if
didn't
not
serve
just
you.
Tip them a minimum.
Yeah. I like to think of it as like a reward more. Like if they were really good, then you tip them more, you know?
Yeah. It's so interesting in other countries too, like in Australia or other places, like you do not tip at all, like ever. But they get paid more.
Yeah.
So that's why, which is cool. But so I've been talking a lot lately about how I've been loving showering, shaving all the time, keeping my skin really soft, hydrated, and clean. I just feel like it's such a good refresh. It makes me feel so, so good. And I have an amazing new product to share with you guys that's going to make your body feel amazing and make you feel like you're at a spa, okay? So we're talking about the Undaria Algae Body Oil by the brand Osea. So the oil is so luxurious feeling and it's not greasy or sticky, which I feel like is the best part. It absorbs into your skin super amazing, which is very important because I've always been actually a little turned off by body oils. I would always just rather put lotion on because I didn't want my skin to be super greasy or oily or like transfer on my clothes or my sheets or whatever. But this oil is going to leave your skin super soft and literally glowing. It has Undaria algae, acai pulp, and babassu seed oil. It also smells amazing. It has sunny citrus and passion fruit notes.
Osea creates clean, safe skincare products since 1996. They use responsibly sourced plant-derived products that are good for your skin and the planet. They are vegan and cruelty-free, and it is a female-founded company and family-operated by a mother and daughter team. We love to see it. You can try Osea risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on orders over $50. They even send free samples with every order. So get 10% off your first order with our promo code What We Said at OseaMalibu.com. That's 10% off with code What We Said at OseaMalibu. I'll spell that for you. OseaMalibu.com. Have you ever been in love? 77% of people said yes. 23% said no.
Have you ever been in love? Do you want me to describe it to you?
No, my mom, TikTok. My mom always is like, you guys love TikTok when she listens to the episode. She's like, every 5 seconds, you guys are like, have you seen that TikTok? Oh, I saw this thing on TikTok. I read this on TikTok.
Wait, it's like, a big it's part of our life.
It's my life at this point.
I'm like, I haven't yet. I've never experienced being in love
yet. I was
going to
say the opposite of literally shame people that haven't been in love. I was going to be like, I can't imagine not having felt love in your life. But it's interesting because there's so many different like levels of love.
Yeah.
Especially in relationships.
Yeah. What really constitutes as in love? Do you think you were in love like in high school?
In high school, I thought I was in love. Yeah. Like, if you would have asked me when I was in high school, I would have said, like, yes, I'm in love.
Really? But I don't know if I would have said that.
Yeah. See, it just depends.
Yeah. But do you, looking back now, you think you were in love, like, in that phase of your life? Or you think that wasn't actually being in love?
Yeah, it depends what you compare it to. Because the only thing I compare it to is how I felt at that time with what I had experienced, with my life experience. So that's all I knew. Like, looking back, I did love him. Like, I did feel like I was in love with him.
But yeah. Okay.
It's definitely not the same as when you're
in, like, marriage. Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. That's what I always tell Leif. I'm like, I definitely, you're the first person I've been in love with.
Yeah.
Like, now that I know what this feels like. Yeah. I don't think I could ever go back. I'm like, I think I'm going to go back to my ex.
Wow. Okay. Now that I'm saying this, I've been in love so many times with other people. No.
Okay. Have you ever cheated? 16% of people said yes. 84% of people said no.
I feel like, wow, actually, like,
well, we got a lot of replies to that. I wonder if I can, like, read any of them.
They probably said I accidentally pushed yes.
True. True.
Sure you did.
Sure you did. I meant to say no. OMG. I was cheated on. That's a lot of people, what people are saying.
Hmm.
What were you going to say about cheating?
It's bad.
Like, you guys should not cheat on your significant other.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but cheating is not great.
You know what's weird, though? Like, I was going to be like, sometimes cheating's okay. Literally never, but it's like the older I get, the more I can see. No. The more I can see, like, just in certain books that I'll read or, like, things that I'll hear about, I'm like, oh, like, I don't ever think it's okay, but I understand why people do it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like before I would always just be like, that is disgusting. Like, how could you ever do that? And then, I don't know, I'm just thinking of, like, you know, I'll read a book about this woman who's in, like, a toxic, abusive relationship with her husband. And, like, he's literally treats her like shiz. And then she meets this guy, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
And he's like so nice to her. And then she ends up just kind of like emotional cheating and then they end up kissing or whatever. And I don't know. It's not that it's okay, but you're like, oh, I understand how you were led to that decision. Instead of just being like, you're a disgusting human being.
You realize it's a lot more like love and relationships are a lot more complicated than you thought when you were younger.
Definitely.
Next question is, do you believe in aliens? 53% said yes, 47% said no. I 100% believe in aliens.
Me too. 100%. And I accidentally pushed no and I was like, oh shoot, because I meant to push no on one of the other polls. So I might have skewed. I did skew the ratings or the whatever it's called.
The results.
I cannot think of like words today. It's I'm a stupid idiot.
You need to read more.
Also, is it hot in here? I'm sweating.
Or is it just me?
Must be. Yeah, I believe in aliens. I feel like...
How could there not be?
Yeah.
That's just my real question.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the CIA coming out with, like, proof that aliens are real or something like that?
I don't know.
Like, shouldn't that be a bigger deal? But I feel like I've seen the news, like, that they confirmed, like, UFOs and they're going to release more information about UFOs and stuff. And I'm like...
Sorry?
Shouldn't this be heard of headlines? Like, shouldn't this be the only thing we're talking about? Have you ever seen Signs? Have you ever seen Signs?
I think when I was younger.
That movie spooked the heck out of me. But if that happened, that would be terrifying. Like, imagine if aliens, like, were actually evil and they took over.
I kind of feel like aliens are not evil.
What if?
I kind of
get
good
vibes.
Do you think
they're smarter than us or do you think they're dumber than us?
I get good vibes from aliens. I think some are smarter and some are dumber.
What if they don't? What if they're not funny?
I'm like, yikes. Funny over
everything.
What if
they don't have the same sense of humor as us? They've got
to
go.
If they wouldn't listen to the What We Said podcast, it's going to be a no from me. Okay, this next poll kind of shocks me, I have to be honest. We did TikTok versus Instagram. 39% of people say TikTok. 61% of people said Instagram.
Wow.
Really, guys?
But you know what? You asked on Instagram.
True.
If you asked on TikTok, it would be 100%.
Points were made. I just feel like...
Instagram is dead.
Yeah, I feel like it's dying. I don't know. That's maybe just clearly I'm in the minority, but
it's changing.
I just love TikTok so much more.
Yeah, I think Instagram is changing. I don't think it's necessarily dying as much as it is changing.
What do you think is changing about it?
I just think what people go to it for is changing. Because people used to do what they do on TikTok with Instagram. They used to keep up with people's everyday lives. They used to, like, that's where they would get their media almost. Like, their entertainment was Instagram. Mm-hmm. And not videos. Like,
just photos.
Yeah, they would see, you know, I don't know.
You know what just occurred to me?
Like Tumblr vibes.
Yeah. I feel like Instagram's turning into, for me, more Pinterest-y vibes.
Yes.
Like, I go to people's feeds for inspo and I like fashion and stuff like that. But TikTok, you know what I like about it? And I hope that, I'm sure they will keep adding more features, but I think I like the simplicity of it. Because with Instagram, I almost feel like there's too much. I'm just like, okay, we get it. Reels, Instagram TV, Instagram stories, Instagram feed. Like, it's almost too overwhelming. Like,
yeah.
You could go to one person's profile and have, like, too much content already. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I think Instagram is becoming, it's changing because it is coming more of Pinterest and more of, like, a shop experience. Because yeah. There is a shop tab. Because it's more of, yeah, like, products to be bought. And it is definitely more like Pinterest. And TikTok is more where people go for their media, for, like, updates and for
yeah.
entertainment.
I guess it depends who you follow, because certain people that I know, like, they just, like, update you of their day, on their day. Like, on Instagram, they update you every 5 seconds of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And other people do that on TikTok. Like, they'll make, like, 15 TikToks a day of just, like, kind of treating it like Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, hey, I'm going to go here and I'm going to do this. I don't know. Anyway, I definitely spend more time on TikTok lately. Like, I think I spend way more time on there than I do on Instagram. But, yeah. It's not necessarily good or bad either way. It's just interesting to hear the stats.
If you had a time machine, would you go back in time or would you visit the future? 57% of people are living in the past. Just kidding. They said past. And 43% of people said future.
I don't know what to say for this one, because I feel like it almost would make me too anxious to go to the future, because I would be worried that if it was not what I expected it to be, that I would be now not excited to get to that stage when
yeah.
if it just happened naturally, it would be great.
Yes, I agree. I think I might actually go to the past as well. But it depends. Are you going to, like, change something, or are you just going to, like,
check it out?
Yeah, like, relive something. It would be fun to, like, relive a day. You know,
exactly.
Like, go relive your wedding day. That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'm down for that. I would always...
And do you go back as yourself, or do you go back viewing yourself like Harry Potter, you know, when they're watching themselves from the past?
I always say, like, I just wish so badly I could go back to my first date with Leif. Like, I just want to know, like, what we acted like towards each other.
Yeah.
On our first date versus now. Literally pitch black.
Yeah.
I cannot even see you.
Yeah. It literally went pitch black for some reason.
So Chelsea and I are in pitch black dark. Can't even see our faces. Continue.
Just the light of our blue screen phones. Just the blue light reflecting onto our skin.
Oh, wait. It's my turn, actually.
Yeah.
Have you ever caused a car accident?
Only 25% of people said yes. Wow.
I have not.
I have.
Chelsea, tell us about your car accident.
I caused a what's it called?
You caused a ruckus.
What is that called when you run into someone?
No, not a pile up.
Basically, rear-ended somebody who rear-ended someone else who rear-ended someone else. The day after my parents had paid for my car to get, like, all done up and fixed.
I remember you calling me and telling me about that.
I was so sad. I felt horrible.
Wait, were you in high school or were you in college?
No, I was in college.
Point.
It was at my college
campus.
What I thought. I had to miss my classes because we weren't going fast or anything. But
why did you get in the accident?
So there was construction at I went to Chandler Gilbert, and there was construction down this line, and it would be in the right lane, and it was almost like on a busy road, but because of the construction, it turned into, like, the turning into the school lane. You know when that happens sometimes? So it was on a busy road, but one lane, it was, like, completely stopped.
Yeah.
Because they were all trying to find parking.
Yeah.
And so we were stopped. And then I saw the light go green. And I remember I was changing the music or looking at my music or something. And I saw it, like, go green. And so I pushed on the gas. But then by the time that I realized that the person in front of me wasn't actually going, because it was, like, the green light was so far ahead.
Yeah.
Then I just barely bumped it. I didn't really run into it. But yeah, I crushed the front of my car. It crushed another person.
I barely touched it. I crushed mine. I totaled
my car.
Well,
mine was like a dinky, like, little tiny car. And I had like pushed on the gas and then stopped.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I was coming 40 miles an hour right into a car. It was
I forgot about that.
The worst day ever. I felt horrible. My poor parents. Like they had just put in so much money. And my parents were so sweet though. They never got mad at me. Like they were just like, I'm just glad you're safe. Like it's okay. Cause I already felt so stupid for doing it. I was just like, of course. I'm like a girl driver, like just giving into the stereotype of freaking running into somebody's thing. Like while I'm changing the music to like listen to Taylor Swift or something. But
car accidents are horrible. I've actually never been in one, but even the close
calls.
You
ever been in one?
I don't think really? So. But
I'm like, you aren't living, girl.
No, even the close calls. I'm just thinking of the feeling I've gotten when like I take a left turn and it's like way too close where it's like someone almost hit me or I almost hit someone. And literally my heart just like drops and it's like that for like 5 full minutes.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine actually.
The sound of a car like hitting another car.
Oof. Oh, wait, Chelsea, we got in a car accident together, kind of.
Oh, yeah. I forgot kind of what happened.
Wait, though. I don't remember that either.
I was
in a rental car.
Yeah, it was like you backed into. So I guess you did cause a car accident.
Yeah, I guess I did. It was in Nashville.
And someone saw us and they're like waving at us or something like that.
What?
Because we went in to get an acai bowl right after that because we were parking in the rain.
Someone saw us as in someone who like followed us or something?
Yeah, who listened to the podcast was like.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
And we're like, we just hit that car and had to leave a note.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that. And it was a freaking rental car too. I was just like, are you kidding me?
And that was literally, just a dink.
Yeah, that was not too bad. But that's even again, that's again, just like you really hate to see it. You hate to see yourself become like the stupid stereotype of like a dumb girl driver because that was like, Leif had driven the entire trip. It like, because it was a rental car. And then I'm like, I want to go take the car. Like me and Chelsea are going to go get acai bowls. Yeah. I wrecked the freaking car.
Yeah.
I'm like, goodbye.
Oh, it's terrible. I've been in a couple car accidents, actually. I'm like, I'm a natural. No, where I've been, like my mom got T-boned when I was with her.
I remember you telling me about that too.
Yeah.
Like you were younger, right?
No, I was in high school. I also,
oh, really?
When I was really young, I also got in a car accident as well. Oh. When I was like a little baby, but.
Sheesh. Yeah. You're a veteran.
I'm a vet. Okay. Do you sleep with a top sheet? 60% said yes. 40% said no. I put an end to sleeping with the top sheet this year.
That's so funny because randomly, so did I, not on purpose.
You just lost it?
Yeah, we have it. I think it's in the guest room, but it's just like easier to make the bed. Like,
yes.
Honestly, it's just laziness. Like we just have the fitted sheet and then our comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first few nights, I was like, I do not like this. Like I need my top sheet. And then I kind of just have gotten used to it. And now I don't care.
Yeah, the top sheet just adds confusion.
That's what I was going to say. It almost adds too much like pull and push and like, you know, if someone grabs it.
It always comes up from the end of my bed. Like, you know, it comes untucked.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's just a disaster. And ever since I got rid of my top sheet, it's been a whole new world.
Yeah, it definitely is nice. But I feel like it is a little more cozy with a top sheet.
Yeah, if it's cold, you maybe need one.
Okay, this is a juicy one. Have you ever walked in on your parents doing it?
Only 15%.
I never have.
Said yes. I never have either.
We got some replies to
parents
that.
Are good, I guess.
I wonder how often they do it, like when all their kids are home.
I have walked in when I've tried to go into my parents' room when I was younger one time and there was a chair like holding the door because like my parents had 6 kids. So I'm sure they would try and find any time when it's like, how do you find time?
Yeah, especially if you have so many kids.
Yeah, it was like late at night. And I remember I went to go try and get into my parents' room and there was like a chair like double blocking the door.
Yeah,
that my dad
sure.
had to come move to let me in. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to pretend like I am oblivious to what's going on.
Yes. Literally never even had a close call with it. Well, not that I know.
A close call.
I'm saying
your parents are like, that's what you think.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like their door would be locked sometimes, but.
The door would be locked and I would hear loud banging noises. Do you drool in your sleep? 58% said yes. 42% said no. I have a hard time believing not everybody drools in their sleep.
This made me feel, you know, normalize drooling in your sleep. This made me feel a lot better because I definitely do. Oh, for sure. I'm a mouth breather. I love it.
It's hard not to sometimes when you're...
Chelsea, you know what I freaking realized?
Oh.
You're a mouth breather.
Why am I a mouth breather?
You sleep with your mouth open sometimes.
Really?
What do you mean, I don't know.
Really?
Of course you know that.
I'm asleep. How would
I know?
You've
seen photos of yourself. I've taken them of you.
When I'm sleeping in the bed?
I bullied you for it. Yeah, like
sometimes. If my nose is really stuffed, yeah, I probably do.
But you have like such a defined jawline.
I'm like, I'm a different breed.
I'm built different. But literally, you are built different. You can get you a girl who can do both mouth breathe and have a defined jawline. Couldn't be me.
You know
what,
though?
Couldn't be me.
I feel like
trying so hard to make me feel better. She's like,
yeah,
I'm like, you know what?
It's okay if you don't. No, I feel like growing up, I didn't breathe out of my mouth that much. I don't think I had a. I don't think my deviated septum really secured itself until I was like a teenager. So by that time, my jaw was already sculpted.
Neat.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't think I sleep with my mouth open every night, though.
At that point, I already had the bone structure of Angelina Jolie. And I didn't need to worry about it.
Oh my gosh, I wish.
Well, normalize drooling in your sleep. I'm glad 60% of you said yes, basically. Okay. If someone offered you $1 million to break up with your girlfriend / boyfriend, would you do it?
You know what?
What? No, and no, you cannot get back together with them.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think people are like, yes, and then I would get back together and live in a nice house. I'm
like,
not
an option.
That's not how it works.
It's breakup forever.
Yeah. So I hope the 28% of you who said yes.
I hope you're prepared for that.
Can live with your decision.
All of you that voted yes, I'm going to find you. You're so creepy. I'm like, I will stalk you.
No, I will find where you live.
I will go to your account.
Give you $1 million.
Yeah. And send it to your significant other. No, I'm just kidding.
And tell them to break up with you so they have the million.
This is kind of just like a dumb question because...
Are you going to read my blue one?
Not a dumb question. No. I'm just talking about this one still.
Oh.
I'm just saying it's kind of like if you didn't like your boyfriend that much, you're like, oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're like in love, then you're like, no. This is irreplaceable, honey. Okay, go ahead.
$1 million isn't that much these days anymore.
Yeah, $1 million apparently can't even get you a shack in California, so.
Yeah, apparently, I don't know why I say apparently like that. Like the kid on the news, like, apparently, I've never been on live television before. Survivor had to up their earnings to $2 million.
You're kidding.
Like, that's how you know we're in this economy is scary. Yeah.
That's like a recent thing?
I think their most recent one, they upped it to $2
million. You're kidding me. Catch me applying.
It's just like $1 million anymore. It's just, it's life-changing, but it's not as crazy as it used to be, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Different for everyone and where people live.
I'm
and
not
everything.
Saying this because I'm even close to having $1 million, but that would get you a house in California and you would still have a payment.
Exactly.
Okay. This question, JC, I'm not sure where you...
I just thought it was funny. I just thought it was funny.
Who's hotter? Hagrid or Dumbledore? It was just so out, like, it was so random. Like, there was no, like, would you rathers or, like...
I just thought it was funny.
No, it is funny.
You know what's even funnier to me is that it's literally exactly 50-50.
That 51% said Dumbledore, 49% said Hagrid. I'm going to have to go with Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid, 100%.
Personality-wise.
Dumbledore is literally 1 million years old.
Yeah, and also, isn't he like actually kind of the bad guy?
Dumbledore?
Yeah.
Don't know. I don't even, literally the funniest part of this is I'm literally like not even a Harry Potter fan. Like,
I was going to say, didn't you read all the books?
No. I mean, I like Harry
like
Potter.
Like after Harry Potter fans.
No, I like
Didn't
it.
Read a single book.
I like it, but I'm just not, what I'm saying is I'm not like an obsessed fan or something who's like, I don't even
Did
know
how it
ends.
Did you watch all
the
movies?
No, I don't think so. Oh. But I actually had the urge to do a Harry Potter marathon.
Theme party?
No. A Harry Potter marathon. Like when we were in quarantine, we were going, well, we never did, but we were like, we should have a Harry Potter marathon.
Oh.
Leif and I, we just didn't, but. Anyway, that's a pointless story. Okay, do you usually feel inferior or superior to other people? 66% said inferior. 34% said superior.
I asked this on a poll like a while ago on like my own Instagram stories, probably a year ago. Did I just say that twice?
I don't think so.
And I was actually surprised at how many people said superior. Yeah, because you would think that most people would say like, oh, I feel inferior.
I feel like even if someone did feel superior, they would just say inferior because of the fear of the way that would make them come off.
Yeah. But a lot of people—
I'm not saying that from personal experience, but—
A lot of people messaged me and were like, I hate to say it, but I actually feel like I do feel superior to other people. Like I, when I'm with other people, I have this, I'm like self-conscious, but I also feel superior in a way. And I was like, I can actually honestly like relate to that where I not in a way feel like I'm better than other people, but there's a sense of, this is about to turn into that one video of that guy. He's like, I don't know how to say this. And that guy's like, this is going sideways. He's like, I feel like I'm, you know, better than most people.
I'm better than the average person.
No, but I'm,
but I, well,
No, my throat just choked me because it was probably saying, don't say this. But I think it's like what people say on TikTok, like, oh, you're God complex, but you're also insecure. It's like,
oh, Leif's in here. I legitimately thought that a ghost just turned on those lights. Sorry.
I thought you were like gasping at the Godplex. I'm like, at the Godplex? The God complex. I'm like, you haven't seen that?
I'm like, all over. You are disgusting. No, continue.
But it's like both. I'm like, also, some days I'll wake up and I'm like, I'm the
baddest bee out
there. Bee alive. And then other days I wake up and I'm like, I am trash.
I was going to say,
I'm the trash monster.
I have two major conflicting sides of me.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way. I feel like sometimes I wake up, I'm like, I'm inferior to every human being. I'm actually a piece of poop. Like, and then other days I'm like, I am the coolest person alive.
Yeah. And I think it depends on the situation as well. It's like, depending on what my strengths are. If I know I'm good at something, I'm like, okay, I'm probably better than other people at this. And then if I'm horrible at something, I'm like, I am
atrocious.
The least talented person on this earth. Like, I'm the least gifted.
I can relate
to
that.
So I'm just making people who said superior feel like it's normal.
No, it's fine. Well, it's fine to feel like you're better and boast about it.
It's fine to boast and be prideful and vain.
When will our sarcastic jokes
ever not be funny?
Be funny to us. Never.
I'm like, my jokes are superior. Okay, where are we on?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's my turn. Do you do your skincare routine every single day? Okay, I can't see a thing now that the lights are on. Never miss a day. 42% said never miss a day. 58% said sometimes I skip. That is actually a lot that never miss a day. 42%?
I would say I'm never miss a day. No,
I am incredible. We were at lunch. Oh my gosh. They're like, you sure you feel superior? Can't speak.
Couple of idiots.
We were at lunch in New York and we always say like, I am incredibly sorry. You guys obviously know that if you listen to the podcast. But Jason was, I don't know what happened, but she just had a mix of words and she just goes, I am incredible.
And we're like, okay.
Literally just, I am incredible.
I meant to say incredibly sorry.
Yeah.
No, but I really don't miss a day because I can't even sleep well. If I didn't put makeup on that day, I could potentially miss a day. But if I have makeup on, there is literally 0% chance that I'm going to bed with my makeup on my face because I don't even feel comfortable enough to sleep. It's not that I think I'm cool. It's that it's so uncomfortable for me. If I have like foundation or concealer on my pillow, absolutely not.
No,
I do not like that feeling.
I agree with that. I never go to sleep with makeup on. But if I don't have any makeup on, sometimes I just go to sleep.
Yeah, I could potentially skip if I put no makeup on. But I'll still usually just like put water on my face and put serum or like my Curology stuff on.
Moisturizer.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider yourself a dreamer or a realist? 46% said dreamer, 54% said realist. What's the definition of realist? Is it just like very realistic where you don't really ever like dream big?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm definitely a little bit dreamer one.
It's almost negative or like pessimistic or optimistic a little bit. It's kind of the same thing. You know why I thought of this poll is because I was watching, actually, I don't know where I saw it, but it was a clip from Modern Family And he had this little monologue about like realists and dreamers. And he was saying, you have dreamers in life and then you have realists. And you would think that the dreamers find the other dreamers and the realists like find the other realists. But it's actually the opposite. The dreamers and the realists usually get like the most attracted to each other because they need each other. And it was like this cute saying, like, without dreamers, realists would never like get off the ground. But sometimes dreamers need realists to
like ground them or something.
Yeah. To like make sure they don't get too close to the sun, basically.
Mm-hmm. What would cute. You, what do you think you are?
Like depends on the day. I would say, I was about to say actually something very sad. I'm like, when I was younger, probably a dreamer. But the older so I get, sad. The more realist I am. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm either. Like,
she's like, I'm superior to both of those, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I transcend those. I don't label myself. No, I'm not like every day. I think because I've worked on not having like expectations. So in that way, I've kind of come away from having these big dreams as in like having them as expectations. Like I'll still think of fun, great things that I want my life to be.
What? I was just about to be like, I have a lot of expectations that are like very like
specific.
Unfortunately. Yeah. It's something I work on every day.
Yeah. But
I just feel like I am a dreamer, but they're definitely tied to my expectations. And if like I don't reach them, I'm genuinely like, I'm a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Like see, very unfortunately. I'm like,
yeah, you need to get away from
that. No, because I remember you telling me that. I remember we were in the car and I said something. You're like, oh, but if you didn't like accomplish that, like, would you still
be
like happy and fulfilled? And I'm like, no. Like, yeah. Unfortunately, no. Like with certain things, I feel like it's hard to have that balance of like, you want to push yourself and be the best you can be, but you also want to like be content with your life. Oh, I think we were talking about like, oh, well, if you did have to just like live in an apartment that you like hated, like,
yeah,
you know, that like wasn't your style at all. You didn't think was cute. Like, and you had to work, whatever, like, would you still be able to be happy? And I'm like, literally, no. Like, that's so, sounds just so materialistic and stupid. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like this, I do not need to be talking about this right now. It's, like, diving into, like, way too deep like of stuff.
Trauma.
No, I'm just saying I definitely have, like, my dreams tied to expectations, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But.
Yeah. I was going to say that's how I feel like I was a lot when I was younger. And then I would get very disappointed very easily. Like I had a lot of expectations tied to things, like, and it comes along with perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's not perfect, it's like you have these impossible standards you set for yourself.
Yes.
And definitely. Then you're constantly sad, basically.
Yeah, definitely always disappointed because yeah. It doesn't reach what you think it could be.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't even know if I'm either at this point. I would say I lean naturally more towards a dreamer, but yeah. I'm working on
being more of a realist.
Yeah. I'm marrying myself. I'm a realist marrying a dreamer, okay?
Okay.
Are you feeling happy or bleh today? This is literally 50-50. 50% of people said happy. 50% of people said bleh.
That just shows
that half of the world is sad.
And half the world is happy. And it shows that there are good days and bad days for everyone. Keep that in mind. Do you gossip with your friends? 90% of people said yes. 10% of people said no. I mean, honestly, I feel like, and maybe this is not true, but I feel like everyone gossips with their friends. Like,
yes.
This
didn't, if you said no, you probably don't have friends.
Well, I was just going to say, this didn't surprise me, like, but also it kind of surprised me how many people admitted it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like 10% of people are just like, oh, I don't want to be like mean, but it's like, you've definitely gossiped before. I feel like every person in this world has done that with their friends. But
we're not saying it's good.
Not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's a thing that happens very often. Like very often with us. Every night we gossip about you
Almost
guys.
Every night we spend 3 hours gossiping.
No, you know what? It was one of my goals to stop gossiping. Just laughs at me. Cool. No.
Like earlier, no, just the way that you even like said it sounded like you're about to say, but.
But didn't work. No, just at the beginning of this year, I'm like, I should try to not.
It is hot in here.
Yeah, it is hot. Try to not like gossip as much because it's not like
it's not good for you.
No, it's just not good for your mental health. And also it's not good to, you know, what I've realized is when I'm feeling the most critical of myself is when I'm the most critical of other people. So when I am like gossiping or talking about other people, I can be self-aware in hindsight and realize that that's my own problem of yes. myself being insecure, myself feeling really critical over my own decisions. So then when other people make decisions that I'm like, what are you doing? Because yeah. I am very critical over myself.
Yes. But you know what? I think there are different tiers of gossiping as well that like, as I've gotten older, I've really tried to stay away from gossiping that has like my opinions that are just mean. You know what I mean? Like some yeah. people gossip. Now I would say the gossip that we do the most is more of like stories that we've heard about other people or like, oh, did you
it's
hear about
like
this?
It's never like making fun this? Of a random yeah. girl being like, look at her outfit. Like never yeah, like that.
That is the kind of gossip that's like so toxic, I think. None of it's good. I'm not justifying any of it. But I think, you know,
I think we've matured. No, but you know what? It's like,
actually, I don't think I've ever done that, to be honest.
No, that's just mean. Like, you know what? I actually saw, I'm sorry, Stephanie, I'm bringing up TikTok again. I saw this TikTok, you might have seen it too, because it went kind of viral. It was like, I forget the sound that it was, but it was saying something like, oh, we're nice. Like, it was a group of friends, like a photo of the yeah. group of friends. Like, oh, we're nice. And then it's basically showing all their group text messages. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
And it was like them being like, she's so ugly. Like, da-da. And I was reading it and like, I was genuinely kind of appalled. I'm like, that's like really mean.
Yeah.
And then people in the comments are like, oh, please don't act like you don't say that with your friends. And I'm like, no, that's mean.
Yeah.
Like saying like making fun of someone's appearance or like being like calling people super bad, like horrible names. I'm like,
no.
I have literally never done that with my friends. Like,
no. Me neither.
I hate to be superior
will die on
to
that
you,
hill.
But same. I'm
yeah.
like, that's actually mean and so uncalled for. Like,
yeah.
that's not funny.
To just poke and like actually make fun of people.
Yeah.
Is just really
I think you're right.
Sad.
I think the type of gossiping we do is like we'll hear a story and it's almost like it's even like the podcast episodes that we do where
it's
like oh,
drama.
Yeah, it's drama. It's like, oh, tell us the craziest thing you've ever heard. And it's like, my sister-in-law did this with whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a crazy thing to hear. And I think everyone is interested in hearing that kind of stuff. So when
yeah.
we hear like, oh, our friend's friend did this, it's like, oh, what the heck? So we'll talk about it. But yeah, I mean, gossiping period, not good.
Gossiping.
And
stop it.
XOXO, Gossip Girl. Yeah.
Yeah, see, have you ever watched that show? That should teach you not to gossip.
We have some question box things that we'll talk about in our next episode, maybe. Thanks so much for participating in the polls. So many of you guys participated.
And thanks for showing so much support on the podcast app, you guys. We were on the top charts of
the top 200 podcasts, like, ever in the
yeah.
world. Like, at one point. Not forever.
Yeah.
But, like, last week's episode.
And that's thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
So, thank you. That was so awesome to see.
That was really actually crazy.
Yeah.
Leif is the one who found it. He's like, what the heck? He's like, you're in, like, top 200 of all the podcasts on the Apple app right now. I'm like, what? Then I checked and it like went up even and we were shook.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for all your support. We love you guys to death. Also, I don't know if it'll still be happening, but I'm going to say this just in case that our merch, like our winter merch, which is a really cute sweat and hoodie set, and we also have beanies, are 40%
yeah.
off. 40% off right now. It's like a flash sale. So I don't know if it's going to still be up when this episode is up. So if it's not, I'm very sorry. But go to Shop Dear Media. Or
shop.dearmedia.com/whatwesaid.
Yes. And check it out if you guys want some. Because honestly, summer's going to be over before you know it. And then you can have sweats that were 40% off or beanies
yeah.
or hoodies or
they're
anything.
Really comfy.
They're really, really comfy.
Cute.
Yeah. So if you guys, and they're neutral. So they like go with everything. So if you guys want some winter merch on sale, go check it out. Thank you guys so much for all the support. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.